For the last two decades, it has been Hillary and Huma, one of Clinton's longest-serving and most loyal aides, a permanent fixture in Clinton's daily orbit. It was 1996 when the two first met, Clinton, then First Lady, Abedin, a White House intern. Abedin was born in Michigan but raised in Saudi Arabia. She came back to the U.S. to attend college in Washington, accepting a prestigious White House internship assigned to work with the First Lady's chief of staff. Their bond and trust forged during that time turned into a partnership that would outlast many of Clinton's other relationships. Huma has remained by her side ever since. Working on Clinton's Senate run, her 2008 presidential bid as the candidate's essential right-hand woman on the campaign trail in the State Department.
And with that, I'll be making no further comments.
Traveling the world alongside Clinton as her deputy chief of staff.
Unconfirmed. Yeah.
And rising now to vice chairwoman of the Clinton campaign.
She's on the road a lot, and I'm there to help keep it all together and help people be at their best, including my boss.
Their connection goes beyond work. They are friends. Emails released by the State Department show a flood of correspondence between the two, highlighting their closeness. One in 2009 shows Clinton emailing Huma to come over to her house in D.C. for a chat. Quote, "I'm up now, so come when you are able. Just knock on the door to the bedroom if it's closed." In other casual exchanges, the two checking in on each other in the middle of the night. "You still awake?" Huma emails. "Are you? Just woke up and saw this," Clinton responds. And others almost read like gossipy girlfriends. Huma once writing in the subject line, "All good here have lots of stories." Clinton has been known to refer to Huma as a second daughter, and it was Clinton who first introduced Huma to former Congressman Anthony Weiner. When the two wed in 2010, their wedding officiated by Bill Clinton. Later, it was Hillary Clinton who helped Huma through the public fall of her now estranged husband over his sexting scandals.
Our marriage, like many others, has had its ups and its downs. It took a lot of work and a whole lot of therapy to get to a place where I could forgive Anthony.